I sure did.
That's my fastball.
Oh.
I'm some pitcher. My fastball curves, my curveball goes fast.
Just need some practice. Let's get over to the park. I told the guys I'd meet him over there.
Don't bother, Greg. There's not going to be any more baseball in the park.
Or volleyball. Or anything.
What are you talking about?
We can't use Woodland Park anymore.
You're kidding.
That's what they told us. They're going to put up some dumb old building.
Where are we going to play?
Search me. But what can we do about it?
I know one thing I can do. I can have a man-to-man talk with Mr. Duncan, the park director.
Let's make that a girl-to-man talk, too.
They declared recess illegal. What's the matter?
We're in mourning for Woodland Park.
And they're closing it down.
Closing Woodland Park? What for?
So they can build a dumb old building on it.
But the city owns that park. Who put a building on city property?
The city.
Who told you that?
Mr. Duncan, the park director.
And after all the trouble we've gone to helping keep our park clean.
And hauling all the junk to the city dump.
Yeah.
Isn't there something we can do, Mom?
Well, what can we do?
Well, we can do what it's every citizen's right to do. We can protest. And I'll bring it up at my next women's club meeting.
That's a great idea.
Well, we can sure give it a try.
Okay.
Oh, Mike, they just can't close that park. Well, parks are becoming almost as extinct as buffaloes.
You're so right. Haven't seen a buffalo in the neighborhood in months.
Oh, Mike, be serious.
Listen, honey, I'm with you all the way. I think that park is something your women's club should fight for.
Well, I think City Hall will listen to us. I mean, after all, who was it that organized Operation Clean Sweep for the city council? The Women's Club. And who was it that got work groups to clean up the park when the maintenance budget was cut? The Women's Club. And who was it that donated their time to haul things from the park to the city dump?
The Women's Club.
No, you. Well, the Women's Club is going to show them that you can fight City Hall. Oh, I mean, this is one park that isn't going to be extinct.
That's a spirit, honey.
Mike.
Yeah.
Do you really think a bunch of women can save the park?
Honey, a stirred up bunch of women can save almost anything. Except maybe money.
Good night, Dad.
Oh, good night, fellas. Say, listen, as long as you're awake, I want to remind you that your mom's going to need some help tomorrow. I think you and your sisters can do your share to help save Woodland Park, okay?
We will, Dad.
We'll do anything to save it.
Yeah, anything.
Good, then you come straight home from school, and you can start delivering those petitions your mom has from door to door, okay?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got ball practice.
I'm supposed to be at Gordy's house.
My cup pack's going to the zoo.
You want the park, but you want somebody else to do the work, is that it? Now listen to me. If that park is worth having, it's worth fighting for. And if you're going to use it, you have to help do the fighting. You don't leave it to somebody else.
You're right, Dad. We get the message.
We'll come straight home.
Yeah, who needs a zoo? You've seen one monkey, you've seen them all.
Good night, boys.
Well, listen, Glory, if you can't notify the members yourself, get the vice chairman to call. And don't ask her to, tell her to. When did I get to be vice chairman? Thanks a lot for appointing me, Gloria. No, I don't mind at all. I've got the children helping me.
I was about to issue an all-point bulletin on you.
All points is right. I must have walked 100 miles getting these petitions signed.
Mom home?
No, she's still at the Women's Club emergency meeting.
Alice, what's this?
Leftovers.
Leftover what?
Beats me. It's been left over so long, I forgot.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
How'd your meeting go?
Grand. Just grand. The women voted unanimously to fight City Hall.
Then why so gloomy?
Because they elected me head of the Save Woodland Park Committee. Do you realize how much work that means?
If you didn't want the job, Mom, you shouldn't have accepted the nomination.
No way.
Why?
Well, because I got so carried away by a speech that I made, I volunteered.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Alice.
Mm.
You want to see me, Mr. Phillips?
I certainly did, Mike. You shoot darts?
Well, I'm no expert.
Great for creative thinking. I get some of my best ideas shooting darts.
I'm not very good at it.
Oh, go ahead, try it anyway.
Oh, it's just beginner's luck. Well, I'm sure you didn't call me in here to throw darts. What's up?
Mike, you've always gone all out for this company. I mean, Saturdays, weekends sometimes.
Well, when emergencies come up.
Well, never mind the modesty. So I'm going to show my appreciation on our new contract. I'm going to put you in charge.
Thanks, Mr. Phillips. What's the project?
Our firm finally broke the barrier with the city. We landed our first municipal contract.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. We're going to design the new courthouse in the Woodland Park area.
The Woodland Park area? The Woodland Park?
How many Woodland Parks are there?
Not enough.
Mike, you don't seem too happy about this.
Happy isn't the word, Mr. Phillips. Speechless is what I am.
Mike, you're kidding. Your firm is tearing down the park?
Oh, Carol, it's not exactly my firm.
Well, you work for it. You're a park wrecker.
Oh, I mean, we don't wreck, we design and build.
Yeah, concrete jungles.
Look, Carol, I feel as badly about it as you do, but I had nothing to do with it. I'm an employee. Come on, you can understand that, can't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's more like it. Gee, I hope the kids understand that, too.
Benedict Arnold? Who's he?
He was a traitor.
Dad's no traitor.
I still don't get it.
All right, this is the last time I can explain it. Dad's an architect. Now, the city hired the company he works for to build a new courthouse. They're going to build it where the park is. You got it?
Yeah, got it.
I don't see why Dad can't tell his boss to turn the job down.
Boy, you sure don't know anything about big business.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
I sure would like to know Dad's side of this.
Mom told Alice that if we don't fight City Hall now, we'll all be living in concrete jungles.
What does that mean?
No more parks.
No more green grass, no more flowers, and no more trees.
Where'll they put all the squirrels?
Now let's get this straight, once and for all. Mr. Phillips employs me, see? He doesn't employ my family. What you do as private citizens is strictly your own business.
Then we can keep up the fight?
Go ahead and do our own thing.
Absolutely, even though your father has to do his own thing.
Right, and your own thing is stopping that courthouse from getting built in Woodland Park. My own thing? Business as usual.
Well, my own thing is getting everybody to the dinner table. We're having chicken, and its own thing is getting fricasseed.
Well, Alice, how do I look?
Beautiful. Just turn on your charm, Mrs. Brady. You're going to take City Hall without firing a shot.
Oh, don't worry, Alice. I'll really pour it on.
Good luck. I'm afraid to ask what happened.
Well, Alice, they served us weak coffee and stale donuts, and then they threw us to the lions. With a smile, of course.
Oh, of course. You can't be a politician nowadays without a permapress smile. What now?
Well, the handwriting's on the wall, Alice. When everything's against you and all hope is gone, there's only one thing left to do.
What?
Really get in there and fight.
Do you use some more sandwiches, Miss Brady?
Oh, thanks, Alice. Hey, girls, there are more sandwiches. Just dig in, okay? Oh,
thanks. Save Woodland Park. It's for the birds. Oh, yes, Mrs. Burns. Okay. Right away. Peter, Precinct 3 needs more petitions and more handbills, okay?
Okay. Mom, I thought of a new slogan.
Yeah?
Mother Nature's alive and living in Woodland Park.
Hey, that's great.
Hey, look, Mom, Mr. Clifton agreed to run off as many of these bumper stickers as we need free.
Hey, we'll put them on every bumper in this town.
Including the mayor's.
Right.
Hey, Mom, we made a new sign. How do you like it?
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
S.O.P.? What does that mean? Save our park. S.O.P.
Sure, silly. Save Woodland Park. Hey, Rhonda, that's great. You bet we'll be there in full strength. Hey, girls, we got our first press conference set. And guess what? It's going to be held smack dab on the front steps of City Hall.
Yay!
Mike.
Yes, Mr. Phillips?
I just came from City Hall. It's virtually under siege.
Siege?
There's a whole mass of people milling around, holding a press conference, and they're saying some pretty nasty things about leveling parks and building courthouses.
Well, Mr. Phillips, that's democracy at work. It's free speech.
Seven of them are named Brady.
Well, look, Mr. Phillips, Woodland Park is right near our home.
Mike, your family is jeopardizing our contract with the city. And that contract is awfully important to this firm.
Oh, Woodland Park is very important to my family.
Mike, let me put it this way. What's important to you? Your job, for instance? I mean, how am I going to explain your position to my board of directors?
Meaning what, Mr. Phillips?
Meaning do something about your family, please!
I don't like ultimatums, no matter how nicely they're put.
Ultimatums? What about?
We had a press conference.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Dad, I like my sign.
Just fine, Peter.
What's wrong with Dad?
Is he sick?
Well, your father's got something on his mind, and Alice has got dinner on the stove, so come on, let's wash up. Anything I can do, Alice?
Not a thing, Mrs. Brady.
That should help.
Help what?
Mr. Brady's disposition. He's pretty upset about something at the office.
Well, there's nothing like food to take your mind off your troubles. If your trouble isn't heartburn, that is.
I'll get it, Alice. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Brady. This is Harry Phillips.
Oh, hello, Mr. Phillips. I'll get Mike for you.
No, wait a minute. It's you I want to talk to. I guess Mike's told you all about it.
All about it?
Well, I just wanted to give you my side of it. I regret the stand I had to take with Mike today, but I do have a business to run.
Well, Mr. Phillips...
I know you'll do the right thing, Mrs. Brady. So you just stop bothering City Hall with your women's club and we'll forget what I said about Mike's job, huh?
Oh, I see. Well, thank you for calling, Mr. Phillips. So that's what's bothering Mike. Woodland Park or his job. How goes it, honey?
Oh, just fine, sweetheart.
Mike, I've been thinking. It seems so futile to fight City Hall, and... Well, I think I'm going to give it up.
Give it up? Hey... Doesn't sound like the Joan of Arc of Woodland Park, I know. Why the sudden switch?
Well, it's just such a big deal, you know? They're a bunch of tough, battle-scarred politicians, and we're just a bunch of naive rookies.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd take a beautiful blonde rookie over a tough old politician any day.
Dad?
Will you cool it till I'm through smooching with my blonde rookie here?
Dad.
What is it, son?
Well, us kids have been thinking, and we decided that Woodland Park just isn't worth fighting for.
What?
Well, we could find another place to play. Besides, it's too much work keeping the park clean.
Okay, you two. What gives?
Gives?
Yeah, it doesn't take a Jack Frost to recognize a snow job. Come on.
Well, I overheard Mom talking to your boss.
Mr. Phillips called.
He called you?
Well, he wanted to explain things.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, you know, from his point of view.
I know, but let's remember my point of view. Now, look, we made a deal. You do your thing, I do mine. Nothing's changed. Woodland Park was worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for now. You want to fight City Hall, or you want to fight me?
City Hall. We better hit the pavement with those petitions again.
Mike. What if you lose your job?
Well, honey, the only thing we have to fear is the unemployment office.
Marsha, you take that house over there. We'll try here, okay?
Okay, be right back. Right.
Can we do this one ourselves, Alice?
Oh, okay. I'll wait right here.
What do you want?
Will you please sign a petition, mister?
To save Woodland Park.
Save it from what?
They want to put up a crummy old building.
And it's the only park left where us kids can play.
Mom says it belongs to the people.
You radicals sure start young.
What's a radical?
I guess it's somebody who likes to play in parks.
He wouldn't sign, Alice.
Yeah, I heard. Here, let me have a try. You two go and join Marsha, okay?
Yeah?
Hi there. Is the lady of the house at home?
Well, there ain't no lady of the house.
You mean a big, strong, handsome man like you isn't married?
Well, maybe it's that I just ain't met Mrs. Wright yet.
Well, if you were married, if you had kids, I can tell that you're the kind of sensitive, intelligent guy that would want them to have a safe place to play, right?
You sure got me pegged, sister. Say, I don't see no ring on that finger either.
No. They just called me Alice Available. Look, would you sign a petition to save a park for kids?
Why, sure. Hey, what are you doing tonight, cutie?
Well, I just thought I'd play it by ear.
Well, what do you say, we get together, you know, find some real romantic spot like, my place? Get it?
Do I ever. Zip code. Look. Why don't you get a couple of big, juicy steaks? A bottle of champagne? A couple of candles for the table? Got the picture?
I got it!
And my boyfriend and I'll be over to eat it.
Right!
Duty from 4 to 5 on City Hall.
Oh, well, your mother called from the combat zone. There's been a change in strategy.
What kind of change?
You're on park duty. Your brothers and sisters are over there right now cleaning it up.
But what's the use of keeping it clean if we might lose it?
That's the wrong attitude. You gotta stay confident. And remember what John Paul Jones always said when things look bad?
What?
Well, I don't remember exactly, but it worked every time.
I remember what he said. I have not yet begun to fight.
Right, that's it, and that's the spirit. Okay, kids, let's go. Hup, two, three, four, hup. Oh, that's a couple of picket-weary dogs you got there, Mrs. Brady.
Well, I bet if I put them in water, they'd steam. The kids over at the park?
Yeah, they're cleaning it up.
I hope we're doing the right thing, Alice.
I know what you mean, Mrs. Brady, but that's the way Mr. Brady wants it.
Exactly the way.
Oh, hi, dear. Didn't hear you come in.
I'll see you about dinner.
Well, how's my little wife, the picket?
Worried. How did it go today?
Oh, fine. It's fine.
Didn't Mr. Phillips say anything?
No, not a word. Not a single word.
Wonderful.
He was out all day.
Well, maybe he'll change his mind.
Why? He thinks he's right.
Well, I think he's wrong.
We cleaned up the park.
Yeah, Dad, will you drive us over to the dump so we can unload all the stuff we collected?
It's outside in bags.
Okay. Give me a minute to change my duds.
Daddy, can I go with you? I love dumps. They're nice and messy.
Oh, hi, kids. Hi, honey. Perfect timing. Dinner's almost ready, so hurry up and wash up.
Okay. Hi, honey.
Hi, dear.
Listen, I got more important things to do right now than eat, okay?
What's up?
I think I got the answer to the Woodland Park problem.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I'll be in my den.
Well, what about dinner?
Keep it warm. I'll have it for breakfast. Dump property is a perfect site for the courthouse, Mr. Phillips. With this new freeway section open, it has easier access than Woodland Park and better parking facilities.
And you say the costs are lower?
Oh, considerably. Woodland Park has terrific drainage problems, and storm rates don't come cheap.
Oh, hardly.
Well, what do you think?
Mike, I think you've got a splendid idea here. I'll submit it to City Hall immediately.
Think they'll buy it?
Oh, they'd be crazy not to. It's a bargain. And who doesn't look for a bargain? Except my wife.
Oh, that'd be no problem at all. No, I'll get on it right away. Oh, great, Mr. Phillips. Yeah, I'll see you in the morning. They bought it, the whole idea.
Oh, Alex, we won.
We get to keep the park.
Listen, that's not all. City Hall wants me to design the new city courthouse.
Oh, great. Hey, wait a minute. Will Mr. Phillips go along with that?
Oh, I hope to tell you, you can't fight City Hall.
Well, yes, you can, Dad. Yes, you can.
Mike, that courthouse is the most beautiful building I have ever seen.
Oh, you say that about all my buildings.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Greg. What's the matter?
Guess what?
What?
They finally decided where to locate the new city dump.
Oh, yeah? Where?
In Woodland Park.
Woodland Park?
The new dump?
Yeah, I just heard it on the news. Oh, and I'll tell you something else, too.
What?
I'm putting you on.
Oh,